Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. So we'll start with you, Chelsea. What has been the biggest challenge in your relationship and how have you overcome it?
I think the biggest challenge is, you know, sometimes understanding where you and your partner are different and being able to accept those differences and grow into them and accepting them and kind of breaking, you know, if a person has a habit, you have to kind of understand that habit and kind of be better together in that habit. So, you know, one thing that, you know, Nick knows that I struggle with is, you know, being a golfer is something, it's always on time. If you're not 10 minutes early, then you're late. And I think Nick is very like casual, right? You know, right on the side of time. And I think me being able to be more relaxed in that and kind of grow in that together is something we've really learned to do. So I think, you know, understanding where you're different and growing in those areas together.
Great answer. Okay, then Nick, same to you. What do you have a different perception or something else? The biggest challenge in your relationship and what have you done to overcome that?
That one's definitely important. But I think, you know, for me, you know, for a long time, I was just, you know, a single guy who only had to worry about Nick. And even though professionally, I'm a communications person, that doesn't necessarily translate into communicating so well with somebody else. And so one of the things that I, you know, try to be cognizant of every day is making sure that I'm communicating everything. And, you know, there'll be times where I, you know, say, well, I thought I told you that. And she said, no, you didn't. And, you know, I said, maybe I didn't. So making sure that, you know, I'm doing that proactively and consciously and not just, you know, thinking that I may have, you know, that's really important, I think.
Sure. Nick, I want to ask you a question about both of you actually, but I'm going to start with you, Nick, about intimacy. What do you need from Chelsea to really achieve that highest level of intimacy, that closeness, that just when you're just in those really moments of feeling totally connected?
Well, I think, you know, intimacy is something that was really important for both of us. And that's a piece of a relationship that, you know, in the very, usually in the beginning right away, it's either there or it's not. And, you know, for us, it was definitely there. And I think just making sure that it stays there, you know, she's really good about, she's always laying on me. She has this funny thing where she says, you know, I need ATTN and, you know, attention. She's usually poking me like this. And I may be busy, you know, or laying on the couch and she says, hey, ATTN. So I always joke with her about that. But, you know, I think it's just making sure that you let the person know you're there for them no matter what, you know.
We had one couple that we had on and they were like, their code word was like cake.
That's great.
This does the
job too. Oh yeah. And we joke about all the time.
Yeah, it's our little joke. Yeah.
And how about for you, Chelsea? What do you think that you need from Nick to feel that highest level of intimacy with him?
For me, like he mentioned, physical touch is something that is so important. And Nick kind of did that from the beginning, whether it's, you know, grabbing my hand when we're in public and, or, you know, just giving me a hug when maybe some things seem really stressed. That to me means way more sometimes than words can ever really do. And I think a big thing too for me is like eye contact. So when we are having those really in-depth conversations, making sure that visual eye contact is there. I think, you know, in today's world when there's so many distractions and, you know, you can be talking and fully texting someone else and, you know, having two conversations at once. I think, you know, for me, that eye contact is something that is so important in that intimacy, whether it's just a conversation or just, you know, those moments when you are alone.
Sure. So I want to know, Chelsea, I'll ask you another question. What's one thing that Nick does for you that just lights you up, puts the biggest smile on your face? Like, I love it when he, and then fill in that blank for me.
There's a lot of those. Let me think of the best one. I mean, I love it. Like, it's really simple, but I love it when, you know, I'm having a day and I'm going all around and all of a sudden I just feel these huge bear hug kind of come up behind me. And it's just the simplest thing, but feeling that embrace and feeling that, you know, that security there for me means, like I said, means more than words can ever mean. So I know that's really simple, but those bear hugs or those little physical touches, that's something to me that, I mean, will always put a smile on my face no matter the situation.
Sure. Good. That's a good one. I can relate. And Nick, how about for you? What's one thing that Chelsea does that just lights you up and makes your day?
So there'll be like these little moments where, you know, either we're like, we just woke up or we're going to bed. But she'll just tell me like, you know, how much she appreciates me and loves me. And, you know, she's so lucky that we're together. And I think, I mean, you know, the touching and the intimacy and all that is so important, but just to hear that stuff, you know, it is also important. You know, and that's, I love when, you know, she does that. So even though, you know, you can feel it, but it's nice to hear it sometimes too.
And it's interesting that what you both did was really touch on your love languages, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing from both of you. And it's great that you know what those are and you acknowledge those and you make sure you're giving those to each other. Because if my love language was, you know, I want gifts instead of, you know, all the touch and the words, but you were doing the other things, you're not meeting, you're not meeting those needs. And the other person feels it.
Right.
Sure. Well, gosh, we have just absolutely loved spending some time with you today. I feel like we got to know you a little bit better. We appreciate your openness and your honesty. And, you know, we could talk forever, but we want to be respecters of your time. So thank you for the gift of your time. And also kind of bearing your souls a little bit with us today. And we look forward to sharing your stories and what you've given us an opportunity, kind of a peek behind the curtain into what makes your relationship so kick ass.
Yeah, you guys like I said, young and just a huge encouragement for other people who are like you in relationships that are new and growing and are unfolding. So thank you for letting us have a little peek into yours. We're really grateful.
It's an honor to be on here. Thank you
for having us.
I mean, we get to do a lot of these, I think, individually, or I do, and Nick's more, you know, scripting most of these. So it's really cool that we got the opportunity to do it together. And this was a first for us. And I love experiencing those. So thank you guys.
No behind the scenes for Nick today, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the front. Yep.
He's got the selfie light, his glow.
There we go.
He's got the nice pancake base there, Nick. You're looking sharp on HD, baby.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Our pleasure.
All right. Bye. Hope to see you soon.
Yes.
Yeah, we will. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. If you like the content of this show, you'll love Matthew's upcoming book, Kick-Ass Husband: Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. To receive a digital mini book of quotes and images from the book, all you have to do is rate this show and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Then email us a screenshot of your review at podcast@kickasscouplespodcast.com, and we'll get it over to you right away.
Until next time, remember, happily ever after doesn't just happen. It's on purpose.